Is it hair or is it beard? It begins. It being your hair quite obviously doesn't make sense in perspective. Half of her face is missing compared to the other characters' heads. She's lying in wait and scoping out the scene. Trigger has a yellow top with a cape in the back. Ark! It's your hair. There is no perspective. It's head with no body. The hair goes down. There is nothing to cover it, so you can see it. If you're missing the top part of your brain, it would explain a lot. So your final argument is that Seed has a much bigger skull. Wow, I already accepted your concession, Anon. It's okay. I understand that you got a bit overzealous and started making claims you couldn't support. Idiot. Do you not understand what the word proportion means? Why the fuck are you opening your retarded mouth when you don't know the basics? So your only point is a straw man. Did you respond to the actual irrelevant question? You little bitch, the one you quoted. What? Did you realize you were caught on being a disingenuous little clown who was proven to be wrong? Couldn't handle it, you pathetic moron? Huh? Sounds like a fallacy, stupid cunt. If you've embarrassed yourself like a stupid idiot, you are at least have guts to admit it, fucking moron. They don't the only reason you try to make this claim is because most of Trigger's face is covered, but the mouth is absolutely massive on Flora's face when scaled up. Because if she doesn't, then so does Heron. Well, yes, S11 head is also a bit fucky, but S11 has her head tilted because she's eating noodles. This would work to diminish her lower face. No, you dumb fuck, your entire point was that one head is smaller than the other. You tried to position that as a proof that the proportions are different, as only different proportions would imply, and I'm directly quoting your stupid ass. But the only thing you have managed to demonstrate is that the size of the heads is not identical, which should be obvious to anyone with the eyes. The two heads you chose not to include in the comparison because that would directly defeat your own point, which you clearly understand as you have completely stopped actually defending your position and switched entirely to fallacy since then. A similar size to Trigger's, basically you're done, you are tainted, but most importantly, you are a rude fucking bitch. I'm done with you. You did make an irrelevant argument. There's always perspective at play in drawings. You don't see that S11 is tilting her head to eat noodles because you have only half a brain. I didn't suddenly realize what argument you were trying to make. I knew it from the start, but it's true that it doesn't make sense to see her head directly under her mouth, as that violates the perspective we are viewing her from right on. I'm sorry you can't think rationally. It's kind of easy to see from the way you rage and sputter, because most art styles do not have mouths drawn on the very bottom of the face. The one in question happens to be one that does have mouths drawn there. But we are talking about my image. It's completely irrelevant to the conversation, and so are many three mouths. Completely irrelevant. There are many females that do not protrude from the face either, yet Flores does. You couldn't hold an honest discussion for two posts. Honestly, the authentic perspective of what? Perspective an art is governed by the presented angle. The only perspective at play in this case is the perspective created by entity in-game camera. What you meant to say is that you can't see the ponytail from the front, it doesn't make sense. But then you realize that that statement would be objectively wrong when applied to a disembodied head, which is something we happen to be talking about. So you phrased it using the word perspective, which literally has nothing to do with the conversation. Hence my response, you aren't supposed to be seeing Orphe's tail from this angle either, yet you can't. What you are confusing is the perspective and the style implications, because the implications of seeing the hair below a head is an actual disembodied head, which is jarring and it clashes with the otherwise juicy art style, hence why you apparently can't see it. But the fact remains that it's the ponytail you are seeing. Trigger didn't abruptly grow the beard. That's not how a cloak looks like, regardless of stylization. It clearly and deliberately uses the same color as the rest of her hair, and it has deliberately added details to make it look like her hair. Additionally, drawing the cloak only on her would apply. Only Trigger is drawn having a body that, again, clashes with the style. That's a literal line on your lines on. I am literally explaining every point I make. It's not my fault that out of all of everything you've said, there's only a single line containing a point, while everything else is just fallacies. Yeah, I'm not reading that wall. Continue seething while being wrong. You've already long since proven that you can't stick to your own claims. You call them irrelevant and then play stupid. Or rather, you just are stupid. Who won? Who lost? You decide!